Alongside the internet, computer games are a perennial member of this axis of media evil. In some ways, understandably so. They can often be incomprehensibly violent, and kids seem to be way too into them. Given this, it's not really surprising that somebody has decided they might be addictive. Not in the regular sense of something you want just one more of, like Pringles or episodes of 24, but in the proper clinical drink, drugs, gambling sense.